The Reserve has already had programs in place to interact with its members' civilian employers to help train individual soldiers, but officials say they're increasingly looking to creative uses of their Public-Private Partnership Initiative, or P3I, to work on the readiness of entire units. There are several examples already underway in U.S. Pacific Command, where the Army Reserve has numerous units stationed thousands of miles from traditional Army training sites, scattered from Alaska to Guam to Hawaii and American Samoa. Brigadier General John Cardwell commands all those forces. He leads the 9th Mission Support Command. He says the Reserve called upon every resource it had to find public or private entities that could offer soldiers training opportunities at low cost or no cost.
One of the factors was it just cost a lot of money to move units and personnel around to find projects and different training. So when P3 rolled out, we started looking and said, how can we use this to be more efficient in gaining unit readiness? And our method was, we sort of looked at you always hear about whole of government, so whole of Army Reserve. So what we did is we got our director for employer support of Guard and Reserve, ESGR, because they know the employers. And we started to look, are there employers that our reservists already work for, and can we build on that relationship? We also pulled in our Army Reserve ambassadors. They're our spokesmen out in the community. And so now we can take that ambassador and give them sort of a mission to say, this is what we're looking for. These are the top employers. These are the top government entities.
The beginnings of one of the most successful partnerships popped up when the partnership noticed that one of the soldiers in Hawaii was also the Volunteer of the Year for the Oahu chapter of Habitat for Humanity. She and other members of her engineering unit had been regularly volunteering to help the nonprofit group with its projects, but had to do so in their civilian capacity without receiving drill credit from the Army. Cardwell says it made sense to turn what had been a volunteer project into an official Army training activity.
Through the P3 program, we're able to sign an agreement that now our soldiers can basically go out the back door, they can now be in uniform, and they can bring those skill sets that we have. Now, how does everything win in this? Number one, from Habitat for Humanity, instead of getting volunteers like me and you try to show up and want to drive a nail in, we actually can bring skilled labor, folks that are certified electricians, certified plumbers, carpenters. We can also show up with the equipment, with the backhoes, the dump trucks, all the equipment that we have in the reserve. And now we can produce that product for Habitat. So it's a win for them, getting skilled labor at no cost to them.
And it's a win for the Army, Cardwell says, because his engineering unit can train as a unit without having to travel.
It's one of the first times our soldiers that we can basically walk out the back door on a weekend, on weekend drill, and actually work in their MOSs. So we don't have to send them all the way stateside or downrange to Malaysia and all these other places. It's literally walk out the door on the weekend. And also it helps in the unit training that Habitat realizes the skills of project management that the Reserve brings. So they're able to give pieces of that construction project to the Reserve and let us run with it. So we get the leadership skills and the project management work that we also need. So at the end of the day, they get skilled labor. We get a chance to practice unit and individual training. And it doesn't cost any extra to the nonprofit, and it reduces our cost dramatically for our unit readiness.
Cardwell says Army Reserve forces quickly expanded the concept elsewhere in Hawaii, including on the Big Island, where the Army has long been an unwelcome presence because of its Pohakalua training facility. The Army would like to expand that facility, but he says the idea has met with significant resistance from locals who feel the land it already sits on was unjustly taken.
Well, now they have asked us, through this program, working with Habitat, to start working on houses on the Big Island to show the other side of the Army, what we can do for the community. And sort of, so now through this program, we're adding a third dimension, which is helping the Commander U.S. PACOM and Commander U.S. Army Pacific shape the environment so that we can help not only the readiness of Army Reserve, but the readiness of the joint force. Because this training area is used by Navy, Marine, Air Force, and the Army. So it's a win-win-win across the board by using the framework of the P3P.
The Reserve says the notion of partnering with other public entities and private organizations to build readiness is not limited to construction projects. In another example, soldiers are about to begin equipping a newly built medical clinic in the independent island nation of Samoa. While the clinic itself was built with international assistance funds, those grants only paid for the brick and mortar facility, not the equipment, the supplies, or the staff and training necessary to actually run it. So USAID, the State Department, and the Army worked out a complex but seemingly effective arrangement in which State will handle many of the logistics, the Japanese government will pay to transport medical supplies to the island, and Army Reserve units will help install the equipment and work with local clinicians to learn how to operate the facility.
The other benefit we got from unit readiness was we approached it as a mission for that unit. So instead of just sending a gaggle of folks down to Samoa, it was a unit mission. So they got all the expert or all the practice in planning a mission, planning a deployment, getting equipment down there and folks back out. And a side note that I'll add, and I was talking to Benjamin, was one of the benefits that the Reserve brings to a mission like that is we can bring like cultures. We're able to send down folks that speak Samoan. And you really can't find that with our active counterpart. So we have individuals of Samoan descent can speak Samoan. Also, a benefit, a win for Samoa was when we first showed up, literally they said, well, it's the Army Reserve, you must have sent the B team. But after they showed up and found out that these reservists, this is their full-time job and their civilian skills, that these are trainers for these medical devices, these are doctors, nurses, that's what they do full-time, that we had a closer relationship with the civilian force in Samoa with the citizen soldier of the Army Reserve, and now that's why they want that top soldier back as opposed to the active component.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.